of a kelov. Only a nis of treifa you're allowed to give to a kelov, to a dog to eat. The iato maslech la kelov kol yisurim shebatoyrim. But all these surim, when the Torah just says loshen loy toichel, not eat it, it's tak osavano. That's the diik. The Torah said an extra word here, la kelov tashlichin oy soy. This thing you're allowed to throw to a dog. Which, what's this thing? The yisa treifa. If you have a piece of meat, that's a treifa. This meat you're allowed to give to a dog. Mashma other isurim. Even though the Torah only says don't eat it, it's also to give it to a dog. Why? Because whenever the Torah says loy toichal means it's also to have enjoyment from it. Why does the Torah use the lashon loy toichal? Because that's the biggest enjoyment eating it. So that's about who is Rasha from the word oisoy. Yeah. Rashi says shenema ben loy toichal kagoyin zeh. Rashi's bother, what do I need the word oisay for? Stam. Why does Torah have to say, give the treifa to a dog? Pshiti can give it to a dog. Why don't we make the diyah from the actual din that you're supposed to give it to a dog? Rashi says, that wouldn't be a raya. Why? Because this, you need it for a mitzvah. Mashmah, there's a mitzvah to give a treifa to a dog. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makafeach tzcha kol berya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back reward from anybody that deserves it. The name of Mitzrayim, it says, when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, lo yechratz kelev l'shoinoi. No dog barked at anybody when they went out of Mitzrayim. Lefikach, therefore, hekpidu Torah litein tzcharoi. The Torah said, give reward back to the dog. A dog deserves reward. Therefore, the Torah says, give him the treifa. So the fact the Torah says he's supposed to give the treifa to a dog, that wouldn't be a diyak. The other places also by norm. I need the diyak for the goof of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give a treifa to the dogs. So Rashi says, interesting, schara v'nichba tzchar makelev minovik echovim. If the Torah gave more reward to a dog than it gave to a goy. Shai nevela yimcho nochri. The din of nevela, the Torah says, give it to a goy. The Torah says, sell it to the goy. O treifa l'kelev. When the Torah says, give a treifa to a dog, pshit, you can't sell it to a dog. The Torah says, just give it to the dog. So you see, you give a dog a present, but a guy, you're not allowed to give him a present. A guy, you have to sell it to him. So the Torah gives more reward to the dog than it gives to the guy. Right. So that's how Rabbi Avu would learn his drasha from the word oisoy. It says an extra word, oisoy, only here it's mutter bano, but all other places it's also bano. We have the Gemara now. For Rav Meir, Oisoy ato mashlik lekelev, v'yato mashlik lekelev chulush nishtul b'azara. For the Kasher, according to Rav Meir learns out already that all these surim are also from Nevela. Rav Meir learns that by Nevela, both are mutter, to sell it and give it. So then the question was, why did the Torah have to say it? So he said, according to Rav Meir, it was a diyak to tell us, only here it's mutter b'ano, but all of these surim it's also b'ano. So according to Rav Meir, why does the pasuk say extra over here? Milakelov tashlich and oisoy. Why does the pasuk have to say the word oisoy to make a diyek? So there are other places it's also banor. I know that diyek from Nevela already. According to Rav Meir, by Nevela, I have the same question. Why does the Torah have to say Nevela is muta banor? It just said the word letoichel. So from there I learn out. Whenever the Torah says letoichel, it means it's also banor. So according to Rav Meir, why did the Torah write an extra word oisoy? So saying Rav Meir needs it for another drasha. The Meir Dashin's oisoy atamashach lekelev, only the isa treifa, it's mutter b'hano, but v'yatamashach lekelev, you're not allowed to give something to a dog, in other words, it's also b'hano, what is that? Chulin shenishchto v'yazara. Chulin means a regular behema, not a behema's kochin. Somebody owns a calf, and he brought it into the yazara, into the Beis HaMikdash, and he made his own private shechita there for himself. The lachar is also b'hano. How do I know it's also b'hano? The Meir says from this word oisoy. Ois is telling me only treifer is mutter b'ano and not chulush nishlo b'yazara. For the more of Yiduch, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? Yiduch enachanami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, chulush nishlo b'yazara lav d'yaraisi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not know it's also b'ano. If you take your own behema and shecht it in the yazara in the Beis HaMikdash, it's talking about also b'ano because you don't have the extra word oisoy. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the word oisoy is telling us other yisurim are also b'ano. But which Yisurim? Where the place the Torah says, Lo Toichel, Lo Yoichel. If the Torah says, Lav, don't eat it, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word Lo Yoichel means it's also Bano. Mashenkin Rashi explains, by this new Aveira of Chulun Shenishchato B'Yazara, what is this Aveira? The Torah says that when you want to shecht your animal, you have your cow, you want to shecht, the Torah says, Berichuk Mokum. You're only allowed to shecht it away from the Beis HaMikdash. So it's an Isser Aseh. Pasuk says, Ki yachik mimcha hamokom v'zovacht of yachalto. that if you want to shecht your cow, where do you shecht it? Outside the Beis HaMikdash, far away. So we dash over this. When are you allowed to shecht your cow outside the Beis HaMikdash? But if you shecht your own private cow in the Beis HaMikdash, you should know it's also to eat. Now the Torah doesn't say lo yoichel. Torah doesn't say lav here. It's only an iser asay. So here pshita, since it's only an iser asay, you're not allowed to eat this meat, I would only think you're not allowed to eat it. That's all. I wouldn't know it's osa banor. How do I know if you take your cow and shecht it in the azara, it's osa banor? Halt ramei, because of the word oisoi. Since it says by treifa, milakel tashdichin oisoi, that this treifa you're allowed to give to a dog, it's mashma, other treifas you're not allowed to. So Rashi explains that a treifa really also has to do with the fact it went out of its mechitza. That the Gemara in Chulin Dashans from the word treifam, hu adin, if you pull the animal out of its mother, it doesn't have the het shechita of the mother. Once it comes out of the mechitzas of its mother, it doesn't have the het shechita of its mother. Treifam means it comes out of the mechitzas. There also, Chulin Shanishkul Biazor is a type of a iser out of its mechitzas. The mechitzas, where's the place you're supposed to shecht a regular cow? Out of the Beis HaMikdash. If you bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, that's out of the mechitzah where the shechita is supposed to be taken. It's like a treifa. So the pasuk says, you know which treifa is mutar banor. Only a regular treifa, that you can give to a dog. Oisoi, that treifa is mutar. But there's another type of a treifa, another type of a locha, that something went out of its right place, and you made the shechita inside the azara, that we know it's osa tit. Not only is chulun shenishto bi azara osa b'achila, but it's even osa banor. That's the way Reb Meir dashens it. But according to Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda needs this word oisoi to teach me other places where the Torah says lo yoichal lo teichal, and that means iser hanor. So the pasuk is only going back to some place that says lo yoichal. Mashenkin by chulun shenishto bi azara. The pasuk doesn't say alav there. The pasuk just says berichik mokim ato zaveach. We learn now from iser asay. Enechnami, it's talking not osa banor. The iser asay is only not allowed to eat it. That's all. But hanor, we have no mokim to say it's osa banor. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's taka mutabano, but according to Rabbi Meir, we have the extra word oisoi to teach us that it's chulin, the own cow you brought into the Beis HaMikdash, and you shechted the Yishinah was even osabano. Right. Most of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha now is yes, the kasha contra Mavua. Rabbi Mavua is saying now a cloud, whenever the Torah says loy teichal, it means it's also to eat, and it's also also to have enjoyment from it. For the Gemara of a right, give hanosha. There's a klal, you're not allowed to eat the gira nosha. This type of a vein on the side of the animal, you're not allowed to eat it. The Rachman Amr Torah says, Al kain loy yoichlu b'nei yisroel gira nosha. The Torah says, Loshin loy yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat it. So according to Rabbi Avuha, what should loy yoichlu mean? That's even osa banar also. Utanan, we learned in Mishnah, in Kedushin, in Chulun's brought down, Shaleach Adam Yerach Lanochri. You're allowed to sell a behemoth to a goy. You're allowed to sell the whole backside of the animal to a goy. The gid anosha b'teichoy, even though the gid anosha is inside the behemah. So the chur, you're having hanof from the gid anosha. You're selling it to the goy, he's paying you for it. Mipnei, why is it muta? Shemekayma nikr. Now, there's no marasayin that people will be afraid if you sell it to a goy, maybe the goy will sell that meat back to Yisrael, and the Yisrael will eat the gid anosha. That we're not afraid of. Because the makam is nikr. Is nikr, the gid anosha is there or not there. So we're not afraid that later Yisrael will eat it, because Yisrael would realize this makam has the gira nosher inside it. But the ikir iser hanor, klod is the gira hanor is mutav hanor. If you own a gira hanor, if you own a gira nosher, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. That's the kashya in Rabbi Avuha. Since the pasuk says lo yoichlu, according to Rabbi Avuha, lo yoichlu means it's also to have enjoyment. And yet we see clearly it's mutter. And the gemara like this. Ksavar Rabbi Avuha, Rabbi Avuha holds like this. Kishut ru nevelo. When the Torah said nevela is mutter, no, it's really nevela. The Torah says also loy teichel. The Torah says not allowed to eat a nevela. Still, we say the pasuk says beferish that you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. You can give it to a ger or to a guy. You can sell it to a guy. So when the Torah said that nevela is mutter banor, he what's considered part of the nevela? A nevela means an animal that died without shechita. What does a nevela mean? It means he the meat, the chelba the fats, the gida and all the veins, hutra. The Torah was mat to the veins also. That's why Gida Nosh is Mutav Anor. Really, Gida Nosh should be Yosav Anor. But when the Torah said the Nevela is Mutav Anor, Nos Nevela is Chal even on the Gida Nosh also. The Gida Nosh is part of this animal. So really, the Gida Nosh should also have the Yisr Nevela on it. When the Torah says the Yisn Avel is Mutter Bano, the Torah was even Mutter the Gid Anosha. So as if we're saying, there's a Befeimer Shehetta for Gid Anosha. Gid Anosha is Mutter Teet. That's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to have enjoyment for Gid Anosha. For the Gemara, that depends. Ho Nicho Laman Diyama Yesh Begidim Benoysen Tam. It's a Machlekes in the Gemara Chulin, does Gid Anosha, this vein, it's a very hard vein. The shallows that have Tam. Tam means, if you cook this vein with other meat, does it ask of the other meat? Do we say that tam comes out and asks other meat? Or else no, it's such a hard vein that no tam comes out. So it's a machloikis. One man yama says, yesh begidim benoysen tam. Like that svar is that these veins are considered like meat. It's just like meat gives off tam, taste. Who are they when you cook these veins with other meat? It would ask of the other meat. It's considered like basar, it gives off tam. Then it's good that nevela, the yis and nevela only applies to meat. When you have a dead vein, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat the meat of it, that's called a nevela. The bones of a nevela is mutter. The bones is not called an is nevela. Is nevela only goes upon basar. So you're telling me now, Gid HaNosha also has an is nevela on it. Why is Gid HaNosha called called nevela? So if you're telling me now this Gid, this vein, has tam to it, it's called basar, it's good that this vein is called nevela. Then you're right. Since the Torah said nevela is mutter bano, I know Gid is also mutter bano. But Elo Lamanda Yama ain't begidim noisen tam. No, this vein is so hard; it doesn't give off any taste at all. So then it's a svar. It's not called basar. It's not called meat. If it's not called meat, there's no is in nevela chal upon the gid. Nevela is only chal on meat, not on the bones. So this gid is like a bone. So it's not even called a nevela. Ma'ikalameima. Then we're back to the question. Then since the gid is not called a nevela, so the pasuk says lo yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat the gid. So lo yoichlu means it's also bano. So we have the question again. Why does the Mishnah say gid? You're allowed to sell it to a goy. It should be also bano. So Gemara answers Einachanami. Marman shamad lei. Who did we hear this from? The yoma ain't begidim b'daisen tam. Who's the man the yoma that says that this vein is so hard, like it's considered, it doesn't give off any taste? It's not called meat. Reb Shimon holds this svara. The Tanya we learned. Ho oichlu megid anoshel shobheima tumeya. Someone takes a pig and he eats the gid anoshel from the pig. How many averis is the over? We have Yehuda Mechayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says he gets two averis. One averis is eating pig. It's the vein of the pig. So you see, he holds the vein is cold like the meat. So there's an issa chazer on it. And who adin is a second averis eating the gid? You're not allowed to eat this vein. We have Shimon Poiter. Shimon says no, it's potter. It's potter from what? From the issa of chazer. Why? Because we have Shimon holds that the vein is so strong, so hard, it's not called butter. So the Yisra Chazah doesn't go upon the vein. So according to Reb Shimon, his shita is, Ein begidim leisen tam. So the Gemara Enech Nami, according to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Ochinam of the Yosef Ano. Enech Nami, it's like a true. Reb Shimon really holds that Gid HaNosha is Yosef Ano. The Tanya we learned, Gid HaNosha Mutev Ano. Divri Reb Yehuda, that's a Yehuda shita. Reb Yehuda holds that this Gid, this vein is not so strong, it's called Basar, so it has a shame Nevela on it. Therefore, the Torah was Matan Nevela, the Torah was Matan Gid HaNosha also. Rabbi Shimon Oysa. But Rabbi Shimon says no, Gid HaNosha, Taker also Bano. That's very good. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, ain't Begidim Oysa Tam. Gid is so strong, it's not like meat. Therefore, it never gets the Issa Nevela, it doesn't get an Issa Chazer on it. It's only the Issa Gid HaNosha, that's all. Now, the Issa Gid HaNosha, the Torah says, Lo Yoichli, not let eat it. And according to Rabbi Avuha, Lo Yoichlu means, Echad Issa Rachilu, V'Echad Issa Rano. So it's very good, why Gid HaNosha is also teet, and the Hano, according to Rabbi Shimon. So there's no kasha on Rabbi Avuha. For the more another kasha. For Eidam, we have the Issa blood. We know you're not allowed to eat blood. The Rachman Omar called Nefesh Mikem Loi Teuchel Dam. It's also to eat blood. Alav Loi Teuchel. Otanan, we learned the Mishnah in Yuma. Elu V'yelu Mesarv, and all the blood left over from the Kavonis gets together. The Yamin, like the Yamin, has the flowing water. The Yosef Nachal Kidron, it goes out to Nachal Kidron. For Nimkorim, you sell it to Laganonim. People use it, the gardeners use it to fertilize the ground. Lezevel, or Mailam Boy. And there's Milam with the Rabbonim. If you don't buy it, if you're not poisoned, it's first, it's Milam with the Rabbonim. But I call upon him, you see clearly the blood is Mutter Bano. You're allowed to use the blood that a Torah says don't eat. You're allowed to use it for Zevel, for fertilizer. So you see blood that a Torah says, Loi Teuchel, don't eat it, it's Mutter Bano. Now the Gemara Shani Dam is different. The Yiskish Lamayim, there's a Hekish, blood is to water. And we know water is mutter b'hano, so therefore blood is also mutter to have enjoyment from. You just can't eat it, but hano it's mutter. The pasuk says, "Loi teichlenu, don't eat the blood. Al aruf tishmechenu kamayin, spill it on the ground like water." So we darshan ma mayim mutarim, just like water is muter bano, after muter. So as if the Torah says, beferish, that blood is muter bano. For the Gemara ve'eimah kemayim hanas naschin, maybe the pasuk means that water, the blood should be like water that you spill, al gabi ha-mizbeach, and that's also bano. By sukkis, that you bring the nisach ha-mayim, you pour it on the mizbeach, that's also bano. So maybe the Torah means blood is also bano, just like the water that's nisach ha-mayim. Or Ravua kemayim. The pasuk means kemayim means rov mayim, most of the water, and most of the water doesn't go on the mizbeach. For the Gemara midi rov mayim ksidah, the pasuk says rov water. Torah just says kawater. Maybe it means the water of nisach mayim. Elam Ravashi, it says clearly kemayim hanishpachim, like water that's spilled on the ground. For loy kemayim hanisachim, and not that's water that's poured al gabi mizbeach. Therefore, when a terrorist says blood is like water, which water? Like water that's spilled on the floor. That's regular water, which is muter bano. And not like the water that's nisach spilled on top of the mizbeach. Fedimar v'yema kemayim ha-nishpach l'fei avodah zarah. But maybe it means like the water that you're spilling in front of avodah zarah. Water that you spill in front of avodah zarah, that's called you're worshipping the avodah zarah with the water. So the water also becomes asur bano. So maybe the Torah says this blood is the same din like water that's spilled in front of avodah zarah, that's asur bano. So maybe dam should still be asur bano. Have the Gemara again. The hasam nami nisuch ikri. When you're spilling the water in front of avodah zarah, that's not called nishvachim spilling. It's called nisuch, like pouring. The pasuk says yishto yayin nesichim. That's talking about avodah. Yeah, that it says lashon yishtu of yayin nesichim. It's called spilling. By the avodah zarah there, it's called lashon of nesach. So therefore, when the pasuk says here that the blood is that's muter bano. That's why I say blood is muter bano. There's a special pasuk that says it's muter bano. Benach nami, if not for this pasuk, I hold like a bavua that whenever the Torah says lo toich lo taka means isra no also. All right, we'll stop here. Thank you.